Right. The first thing I'm going to do is the notices, but I thought we needed a little extra challenge today. Challenge. We like challenge, don't we? So we're going to do the notices in semaphore. Semaphore, okay? It's all right, Sheila. You'll be okay. Who knows what semaphore is? Do any of the kids know what semaphore is? Ruth? That's right. It's a type of language that people used to. Before there were any telegraphs or things like that, they invented semaphore, and they would go onto a high tower on a high place, and then they could use flags and pass on messages. And there's a semaphore alphabet with different, each different letter is represented by different ways of holding the flags. And if you look on your tables and round about you, I've given you the semaphore alphabet. So it's all right. You don't have to know semaphore off by heart already. And I am not an expert at semaphore. I have to tell you this. So be patient with me as I try my semaphore. So as I show out the letters, you can write them down or remember them and try and work out which notice I'm telling you about, okay? This is going to be fun. I might have to do a little bit of working out with the glasses how far from this piece of paper I can stand.
Right. Oh, yeah, the glasses work. That's okay. Are we ready? This is the first one.
I was born ready.
Oh, you were born ready? I was going to say this is not the one. Right. The other thing I have to work out is it shows them facing you. So I have to work out.
Don't call out the letters until the end of the word. Don't call out the letters until the end of the word.
Until you know what the word is.
When you know what the word is.
Don't call out the letters, Leslie.
When you know what the word is. Then you can know what the word is.
Just write down what the letters you think they are, and then when we get to the end, you guess the word.
Praying for everybody. Let's be praying for all of our kids as we go back to school, and let's be praying for teachers, Emma going back to school after her maternity leave, and other people starting new jobs as well. So let's be praying for everyone going back to school. Right, this is the next one.
Thank you.
Second one again, please.
All right, the second one again is...
leader is an expert at this because she's always the first to know. But Wendy. It's Abby. Yes, Abby. A-B-I. Abby is going to be starting work as our children's and youth worker tomorrow. So let's be praying for Abby and all the kids as they get used to her being around, and that God will really be preparing her and blessing her as she comes, and that we will welcome her.
Right, the next one.
Third word.
Or the community gospel choir that's going to be starting this term, Jenny. We need to be praying for Jenny as Jenny's going to be heading that up. It's very exciting. Jenny, you want to tell us just 1 minute about it?
Sorry. That's okay. Hi. So it's starting on the 23rd of September, which is a Saturday morning from 10 to 11:30. In this room. All are welcome. Don't think, oh, I can't sing. There's no such thing as I can't sing. All are welcome. We're going to have so much fun. Oh, sorry, ages 15 plus, sorry. It's all about having fun, singing, rhythm, so please come along. And invite your friends. Yes, the more the merrier. So spread the word, please.
So let's be praying for that, and especially praying for Jenny. Now, this is our last notice word I have.
This one's a bit long. If you guess it in advance, just call out. Are we ready? First letter.
Just circle.
And the word is wedding. Wedding. Who's got a wedding coming up, I wonder? Gav is getting married and Jenny on Saturday in Bristol. And so, Gav, we thought it would be really nice if you come to the front, and then we would like to pray for you. What would you like us to be praying about for the arrangements and the stuff that's going on this week?
Just for things to go smoothly, really. I mean, we've had a bit of a nightmare with the church in Bristol in getting access to the upstairs room. So just pray for bodies to help sort things out on the Friday, so we can get things sorted and ready for Saturday morning, because obviously we really don't want to be doing anything Saturday morning. And just basically prayers for both myself and Jenny that we both get a good night's sleep on the Friday, and that the weather is good. I'm not overly fussed. Well, neither of us are overly fussed if it's brilliantly sunshine. We just don't want rain. And just for everybody to be there and to join us in what will be hopefully a wonderful wedding, and enjoy it in the presence of God, basically, and just pray for my back, because I fell over on Friday and hurt my back again, and I still got to pack up and move. But yeah, just for good blessings and peace, really, for the day, and that's it, really.
Great. Okay, have we got a few people who'd like to come out then and gather around Gav, and we'll pray for that. Father, we just thank you so much for Gav and Jenny, and we thank you for this decision that they've made, that they want to get married, they want to spend their lives together. And I just pray, Lord, that on next Saturday we'll be just so full of you. I pray that their service will be full of you. Every detail will be in your hand, Lord, that you will provide what they need, and that, Lord, you would just bless that time. It would be a day that is full of joy, and a day that is full of laughter, and a day that is full of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we thank you so much for Gav, for the joy that he's brought to this community. Thinking back to his baptism day, that happy day. Lord, we thank you for now that he's found his media naranja, his other half, Lord. And we're so thankful for bringing Jenny into his life. We pray for Jenny as well, and that you would bring her peace over this next week in the planning, and that all would run smoothly with the church. Thank you for such a wonderful event, but give them peace in this week ahead. In your name, amen.
Lord, we do particularly ask that you would open the doors for better access and some help, Lord, for people from Bristol to be willing to give their time to help Gav and Jenny set everything up on Friday night. Lord, we ask that you would just go ahead of them, and that would, instead of being a nightmare, would just be something that brings your peace and your love to both of them, that they would feel loved and peaceful by that running smoothly. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
And Father God, we pray for your hand in healing on Gav's back. And Lord, we just know, we know the journey that Gav's been on. It's such a tremendous journey. It's an amazing privilege to have been part of his journey here. And Lord, we pray really strongly that nothing, absolutely nothing, will prevent him from being fit and well and healthy and stress-free for his wedding next week. So, Father, please, would you move mightily? Would you move the mountains for this dear man, that he will be well and fit next week? And as Joy said, that all the obstacles will be removed as well. And Father, we just pray this in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Right, so that was the notices. But I have a message now. A message for everybody, okay? One final semaphore fling. And here's the message.